Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Welcome back to Tick Talk, because ticks happen. Today's topic, clinical anaplasmosis carried by ticks. Carol in the Corral, you're on Tick Talk.
I'm just not myself. I'm weak, pale, losing weight.
Oh, we will get you help. Stay on the line. Next, we have Patty in the pen, who's feeling a bit anemic.
It's hard to breathe, and I'm constipated. Yeah. And these guys never stop mooing.
And clearly a bit agitated. My dear callers, these are all signs of clinical anaplasmosis brought on by ticks, but it's not your fault.
Ticks happen.
But there is a new treatment for your tick-induced troubles. New Baytril 100 CA1 Enrofloxacin Injectable. Baytril 100 CA1 is conditionally approved for the treatment of clinical anaplasmosis associated with Anaplasma marginale for certain cattle.
Ask your cattle veterinarian for a product label to see if this product is for you. Veterinary prescription required. Extra label use is prohibited.
New Baytril 100 CA1.
The feeder cattle futures today were under a little bit of pressure, but still really considered pretty strong here. The August feeders were down 52 at 144.52. The September's down 67, 146.70. We've been on kind of a 2 or 3 day sell-off here after making contract highs highs for the move here on the September feeders. They went all the way up 2 days ago to 149.32, and currently they closed at about 146.70. So we're really right there on the highs on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were steady here today with August, which is the front month, closing up about 50 at 107.55. There was some talk of some 106 cash trade to finish out the week on an extremely high note, so that's really good. And then box beef at midday was quite a bit higher again today, with choice at 214.04, up $3.09, select up $1.83 at 199.24. So that's about a 14-cent rally, and that backs up that 106 cash trade. The slaughter today was 112,000, which last week the same time was 109,000. And today's hog futures market was just slightly higher here, with August up 20 at 53.90 and the December hogs up 22 at 54.57.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's the Big Horn Classic of Superior Livestock happening August 17th through the 21st on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts each day with a video auction at 9 a.m. Central Time. 196,000 head will be offered during the week. For details of the lots that will be sold each day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com for the Big Horn Classic.
Well, today's grain futures market was pretty quiet again. To finish the week here, corn down a penny after a pretty significant rally all week long. December was down one at 337 and three quarters. Beans also gave just a hair back here, down a penny and a half today to close at 898. And then the wheat futures up three in Chicago wheat and unchanged in the Kansas City wheat. A lot of people are hopeful those two contracts will follow the grains, the corn and beans. But they haven't really done it up to this point. Now, the Dow Jones here late in the day is actually giving some back. It was higher earlier. It's down 36 currently, with September Dow at 27,786. The S&P futures are down about 7.5 points. The bonds unchanged. And the energy market's also quiet today. The September crude oil down 11 cents at 42.13. Unleaded gas up about a penny here, with September at 124.74. It's been pretty quiet there since the big sell-off a few months ago. It's stabilized right here at these levels. And natural gas futures really taken off today. The September, which is the front month, is up significantly. It looks like we're going to be up around 16 cents currently at $2.34. That would be a new high for this move and the highest we have seen since about May 5th.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.